AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The nation's job growth streak continues. AP Sagar Magani has this.
Last month,
our economy created 431,000 jobs. Nice sound to it.
President Biden this morning touting the 11th straight month of job growth over 400,000. That's helped drop the unemployment rate to 3.6%, the lowest since the pandemic began, when it had hit a half-century low of 3.5%.
And that's good news for fighting inflation. It's good news for our economy, and it means that our economy has gone from being on the mend to being on the move.
While employers are offering more money to attract more workers, the raises aren't keeping up with 40-year high inflation, which in turn has put the Federal Reserve on track to raise interest rates this year, which some economists say, in turn, will slow the jobs market and the overall economy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The jobs report helped the market, the Dow closing up 139 points. Alaska Airlines cancels dozens of West Coast flights as pilots protest against an impasse in contract negotiations. Ben Thomas with more.
With contract negotiations at an impasse, Alaska Airlines pilots have been picketing in Seattle, Portland, Oregon, LA, and San Francisco. That's prompted the airline to cancel flights in those cities. The pilots' union says the airline hasn't done enough to retain and attract pilots as air travel has bounced back from the COVID-19 pandemic.
Amazon warehouse workers in Staten Island, New York, have voted in favor of forming a union. Interim union president Chris Smalls.
There's a lot of different issues to talk about when it comes to Amazon, but I can tell you what, Amazon doesn't become Amazon without the people. And we make Amazon what it is.
Second vote to recognize a fledgling Amazon labor union will be held later this month at another company warehouse in Staten Island. This is AP News. Police are looking for a convicted hitman who slipped away in Florida.
The Federal Bureau of Prisons says 64-year-old Dominic Tadeo failed to come back after an authorized medical appointment on March 28. Tadeo gained notoriety for vicious hits during wars between feuding Rochester, New York crime families in the early 80s. He tried to whack mob captain Thomas Murata two times in 1983, but Murata survived. Tadeo pled guilty in 1992 to racketeering charges that included the killings of three fellow mobsters and the attempted murder of two others. He had been transferred in February from a medium security lockup in Cullman, Florida, to a residential halfway house and was only a year away from his scheduled release. I'm Jennifer King.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration out with new vehicle mileage rules, calling for all new vehicles sold in 2026 to average at least 40 miles per gallon of gas. New requirements increase gas mileage from the current 28 miles per gallon by 8% per model years, 2024 and 25, and 10% in the 2026 model year. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2. Your second line simplified.